I'm going to get into another subject today, and that is going to be personal sanctification. Kind of goes along with what we have been studying, okay? Personal sanctification. And the subject that I will give today for personal sanctification, if I want to give a sermon, is cleansing the temple. Now, personal sanctification, there is a negative aspect of it, and there's a positive aspect of it. Alright? Now, if I ask you, what is your goal as a Christian? Say, everybody, do you have any, what is your, now you became a Christian, what is your goal? Are you attaining towards that goal? What is your goal as a Christian? To please God, right? Are you pleasing God? So, sanctification has to do with pleasing God. Now, I'm going to show you just the meaning of sanctification, then a little bit about the theological aspect of the sanctification, then we are going to get into the sermon for our edification. The meaning of sanctification is best found in the Old Testament. The word sanctify and holy has the same meaning. Even our English word sanctify comes from the Latin word sanctifico. Sancto in Latin is holy, and fico means to separate. So be separate, to set apart. Okay, as kind of goes blends together. But from a biblical point of view, the Hebrew word gives the best understanding of sanctification. Now, we need to see a little bit about grammar here of sanctification. Alright? In Hebrew, we need to see there's a Hebrew word that is called